Well, hello, pets. This is Empress Hunter, here to tell you about something called acousticophilia. Have you ever heard of it? I hadn't heard of it either until just recently, though I must admit, I am an acousticophiliac myself. What is that exactly? Acousticophilia is the arousal by sound. Are you easily aroused by certain sounds or certain music? If so, it's highly likely that you are an acousticophiliac. You see, I've always been easily aroused by sound. A sigh. A moan. Aroused breathing. Certain music. Oh, yes, my arousal by music is very well known around the Empire. Sexy voices. Well, we certainly have plenty of those around here, too. Sounds like these have always aroused me. Perhaps that's what led me to become a cock control mistress. You see, the majority of us, all of us, are acousticophiliacs in some way. Do you like dirty talk? Do you find yourself saying certain words or phrases or listening to certain words or phrases that send you right over the edge just as you are about ready to come? I know I certainly do. Sex sounds, oh, they definitely arouse me. Oh, not the phony porno type of sex sounds. Ooh, ah, ooh. Yeah, those don't get anybody. But real sex sounds from real people. Oh. Those low, guttural moans of extreme arousal in those moments just before orgasm. The sound of skin smacking against skin. And heavy breathing. All of those sounds, whew, when genuine, they can take me from not being aroused at all to being totally and completely aroused. It's easy for certain sounds, though, to be arousing when you're already horny. But it's another thing completely when a sound can take you from 0 to 60 on the horny meter in less than a few seconds. And that certainly can happen to me with any of those sounds. Have you ever been just going about your day and you hear a certain song, a certain voice, or a certain sound that instantly arouses you? If so, I am willing to bet you are an acousticophiliac just like the rest of us. You see, acousticophilia may be a strange word for a fetish, but I don't think it's strange at all. In fact, it's a very normal part of any sexual experience. Until next time, pets. This is Empress Hunter, and you can read more about acousticophilia and some other fetishes from A to Z on my blog, intelligentfantasies.com. Where there'll be a new post every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And you can also read more about cum-eating fantasies on my cumeatingfantasies.com blog, where there will be new posts every Monday and Friday. You can also give me a call at 800-601-6975.